You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I like to post funsy Facebook posts on the old Facebook. So yesterday, I just posted one out of the blue that said, "Who was your first TV crush?" Because you always hear about like movies and stuff, or maybe you see somebody in the old JCPenney catalog that you fell in love with, Dom. But how about TVs? Like, go way back, your formative years. Who was the one person that caught your eye in the beginning? Now, I started thinking about Topanga from Boy Meets World. Any okay. idea who that is?
Sorta.
More like Tabanga.
Yikes. Whoa.
And second came to mind was Tiffany Amber Thiessen from Saved by the Bell, old Kelly Kapowski.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Another one. And yeah, like I can remember back in the 90s, you know, when you start discovering your bits and pieces and feelings and, you know, whatnot. Those two, man. Those two definitely did
it for me.
Those
were the two. Your first TV crushes, huh?
Now, did they have TV when you were younger?
Mm-mm.
So I guess you can't participate. No Flickr box?
I'm out. I would say, I was thinking about this. I think my first TV crush would be Eve Plum. And for those of you who have no earthly idea, like Jeremy, who that is, on the original Brady Bunch, she was the middle daughter, Jan. I didn't really notice her until like the last season or two when she became a teenager and her looks changed quite a bit. But I think late Jan was my first TV crush.
That's a good. I'm looking her up. Yeah. Yeah, she's cute.
She was very cute.
Cute.
Yeah.
Is there color pictures of her?
I asked my wife about this last night.
Yeah, what did she say?
Who was your first TV crush? She says it wasn't until she was a little older, but she went with Luke Perry from 90210.
Oh, of course.
She goes. It could have been any of the guys from 90210, but she thinks probably Luke Perry was
May
her first
rest.
TV crush.
May he rest.
Right.
Jessica wrote in and said, 1990s Joey Lawrence from Blossom. Those dimples. That style, gets me excited still to this day. Joey Lawrence. Didn't he have like a little tagline or something in that? What did he say in that show? Wasn't it like, whoa, or something? It was big in the 90s. Whoa. Whoa.
Way to be known for a line and that's it.
Whoa. Gabe says, looks-wise, Fran Drescher from The Nanny. But that voice, though, kind of kills it.
Yeah, once she talks, it's over. Lisa's going way back in time. She says both of the lead dudes from the TV show Chips. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of women. They were pinup boys. They were in the Tiger Beat magazine and everything. Somebody who did not sign their name said Jonathan Taylor Thomas from Home Improvement.
Oh, yeah, JTT.
Yeah, he probably is going to get a
They just released, TMZ just released a bunch of pictures of him currently because he has, like, disappeared for years, and they spotted him out on the street walking around. Not good anymore.
What do you mean he disappeared?
He disappeared. He did movies, he did that TV show, and then it was like, poof, he was gone.
Like he went off the grid kind
of off the grid, gone forever, and they just found pictures of him walking the street, and it's not good. Adam said Sarah Michelle Gellar from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Is that right? Yeah, she was on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Meow, he wrote. Jill said Bill Cosby from The Cosby Show. Ha, 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 just kidding.
Today's his birthday, by the way.
Skibbity-dibbity. I'll drink to that. Who wants drinks?
Talk about a guy who went from being, and practically overnight, from being one of America's most beloved people to one of the most scorned people like, boom, like that.
She's funny.
Let's see.
Joe says Melissa Milano. Yes.
Janelle and Rachel both going with John Schneider from The Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh.
Denise is going with Mario Lopez.
Oh, yeah. Solid. That guy doesn't age. Talk about dimples for days. That's a good-looking dude. Michael J. Fox from Family Ties. Fred Savage from The Wonder Years. What? No. No, try again.
I can see that. No, he was a cute kid. So I can absolutely see women developing a thing for him.
I guess.
There's a bunch of people writing in saying, this will show you how old I am. Look, the majority of ones we're getting, okay, are from TV shows in the 70s. That's the majority of text messages so far. But some Robin is taking it back a few years from that. She's going with Michael Nesmith from The Monkees.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just more JTT from Home Improvement.
Oh, Brad says Jennifer Love Hewitt from Party of Five. Oh, my God, Brad, I forgot about Jennifer Love. Mm-hmm. Oh, be still my heart.
So you might have to
change
your answer.
She's one of my favorites. Oh, my God, I was so in love with Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Holly, what do you think? Your first TV crush?
Well, my original answer was any of the boys from The Outsiders, but that's technically a movie, not television.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but what so a lineup, though, right? Because
right?
Patrick Swayze and Rob Lowe and Tom Cruise, those three that I remember.
Dreamboats.
Who else was
yeah.
in that?
Emilio Estevez was in that, too, wasn't
Matt
he?
Matt Dillon? Uh-huh. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
But if we go TV, I say Rick Springfield.
What show is he in?
From General Hospital.
Oh, General Hospital.
Oh, we go to hell.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How about
you
that?
You know, that's a solid choice,
that's
too.
Pretty good.
Good
he's dreamy.
He's still around. I think he still tours, too, Holly. You can still go see him, you know.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
Go have a great weekend, okay?
Bye,
thanks,
Holly.
Thanks, boys. Bye.
Nancy said Jason Bateman, he's so friggin' cute in Arrested Development. I absolutely loved him. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Funny one from Bethany who said Optimus Prime from the 80s Transformers cartoon. Okay. Leanne said Kirk Cameron, Growing Pains. I thought he was it. Posters, shirts, you name it, I had it. Absolutely in love with Kirk Cameron.
He was it on a stick, man.
And honorable mention to a couple people who have written in with the same jokes for their first TV crush, saying Dylan Doug and Jake Jabs. That's some Jeremy humor right there. I love you guys.
Dylan Doug.
Dylan Doug and Jake Jabs petting
fantastic.
His white tiger.
You know, so many coming in from like the 70s and the 80s. In the 90s, but Reese, she wrote in and said, here's something for the 2000s generation. Mine was Roderick from Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
What?
<That's> pretty funny, actually. Sarah's going with George Clooney from The Facts of Life.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. And then he was on Roseanne, too, wasn't he? And then to ER.
Yeah. But Facts of Life, man. A lot of votes for Scott Baio.
I got a Big Bird. Yeah, somebody used my joke, Big Bird. Okay, that's good. Any other good ones? All of these are so old.
There's a lot of older ones on here. But that's
cool. Shout out to the 60-plus crowd listening this morning. You guys rock.
Stephanie says, Shane says, Stephanie, the middle girl from Full House. And then he put, oh, yes. A lot of votes for David Cassidy from the Partridge Family. He's getting a ton.
Tim says the sexiest guy around is in commercials. That guy who represents Zero Res.
Oh, yeah, right. Ha, ha, ha.
Thanks, Tim.
Kathy's going with Jason Bateman.
Yeah, we just had one of those. Mark Paul Gosselaar is making the list, too, who was Zach Morris from Saved by the Bell, who my wife says I kind of look like growing up. She says I look like Zach Morris, which is good, I guess.
There's a picture of him.